All right, let's talk about El Bandido Yankee. These guys are kicking out a really fantastic tequila that is distributed all over the place, so it's really easy to find. It's made at NOM 1107 at El Viejito and made by master distiller Corina Rojas. So you've got a tequila coming from one of the oldest distilleries in Atotonilco and a great female master distiller. They are making fantastic tequila. Like I said, they're using stone ovens. They're using a roller mill for crushing. They actually do a closed fermentation there because they're in the city and they don't want anything to affect their tequila from what's going on, you know, in the city and the factories in the area. So a closed fermentation, twice distilled. And El Bandido Yankee is owned by, you know, a couple of celebrities. Really, it's a celebrity-owned tequila, but we really don't consider it a celebrity tequila. Jim Bob Morris played for the Green Bay Packers. And Chris Chelios, who is a Hall of Fame NHL player. So that's who owns the brand. I did a great video with James, the son of Jim Bob, and he talked about their whole process and all of the things that this brand is into. So definitely go check it out. There's also a code in that video for you to be able to get a discount if you order from their website. So let's dive into their Blanco. This is a Blanco that I drink quite often. I barely have any left. It's one that I can find locally, so it kind of falls into my go-to Blancos, Repos, and Añejos because they're easy for me to replace, and it's not a super expensive brand. I'll put their website up here so you can check them out on their website and look at their prices. Let's dive into this one. You get this great cooked agave smell, and honestly, this reminds me of some of the first tequila I ever drank, the old school blue bottle Cabo Wabo. It's very reminiscent of that smell of the original tequila that I fell in love with. Okay, so this one it's really clean. It's a little bit floral as well on the nose, which I really like that. This one, I get some lemon zest in the flavor with that cooked agave, the sweetness. I get a little bit of cinnamon in the finish. The floral notes that are in the aroma kind of went away and replaced it with a lot of citrus. And the lemon is really strong in the flavor profile. So it's a little peppery. It's got a nice long finish. Really nice mouthfeel as well. It's got some great legs on the glass. It's really kind of creamy as well. This is one that, you know, I know that this goes well in a cocktail. And I'm not, you know, a big time cocktail drinker. I'm more of a neat tequila drinker. And this is one that I can come in, grab, sit down, drink it neat like this. And each time I do, honestly, the flavors kind of change a little bit. The last time I had this, I remember having an overwhelming citrus that was more orangey than it is lemon. And today it's very lemon. And I remember there being a lot of pepper in the finish, but today it's more minty and a little bit of spearmint in the finish. So it does change as it opens up. The more you drink it, the more it changes as well. So El Bandido Yankee, go check out the video that I did with James. Learn about the brand. If you have any questions about this brand, definitely leave it in the comments below. I can get you any answers back from it. Check them out at their website. They've got some great social media. I know they're involved in some racing as well. El Bandido Yankee, this is a great brand at a great price, worth drinking.